Uh-oh.
I can't believe you blew me off.
What's with the paint, Picasso?
Tucker was supposed to help me paint the den, but he never showed. I didn't finish till 10 minutes ago.
I'm sorry. I got hung up.
I'll hang you up by your feet, you little...
Easy, boys, easy. Save it for home. I hate it when I step in water.
Who says I stepped in water?
Ew! Yes, absolutely. I can't wait.
Huh?
What happened to you?
He'll tell you later. I want to start.
Want to whip up?
Thanks.
My story's kind of fitting. It's about two brothers that don't get along for a lot of reasons. But mostly because they're so different from each other.
Is tonight nonfiction night?
And it's about trust. It's about knowing that when you're in trouble and your back's to the wall, you gotta have somebody to rely on. And it may be the one person that you least expect. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of Prisoners Past.
Again. October 19th, 1922, the Great Prison Revolt. We'll now have a 10-minute break so you can go and visit the souvenir stand. And then we'll take you to the Devil's Den where the murderers were housed.
Scott were complete opposites. Jason was president of the chess club, small, smart, and kind of a loner. Scott was a jock, big, tough, and popular. They never had anything to do with each other until Jason's mother married Scott's father. Big trouble.
Well, I like the designs on this one, but the colors on this one are really cool, and this one's really neat.
So?
That one, no. Not that one. This one's better, but this one's funnier.
Excuse me. He'll take that one. I'll take this one. Thank you.
But I didn't get a chance to...
That'll be $10.
Hey, you owe me $5.
Get lost.
Listen, Jock Itch. You stole half my room, and I'm not gonna let you steal half my money, too.
Well... I only have a $10 bill. Now, you're welcome to come and get it, if you like. I didn't think so.
Visitors, please line up at the yellow...
Tour starting again. This way, everyone.
Hey, listen, cover for me. Crunch the weasel. Oh.
Thank you.
gotcha.
You wish.
I saw it. You jumped. I scared the great tough one.
I'm just gonna leave you down here.
Wait up!
Whoa! It's another dummy, dummy.
I've been called a lot of names, but dummy ain't one of them. Most call me One-Eyed Jack.
Why are you in there? Are you an actor or something?
Actor? Mistake in life, robbed a bank, but I done my time and more.
Wow, that's cute. You sell t-shirts too?
You come here. Open the door.
Huh?
Pull the lever right there.
This one?
Yeah, pull it.
Well, maybe we shouldn't, but maybe it's part of the show.
Would you give me a break?
Freedom!
Man, that was awesome!
Let's get out of here.
Go in the cell.
How did you do that?
Go in.
No, thanks. I'm out of here.
I said go in the cell.
On the count of three, follow me. One, two,
three.
Come back!
Tell me that wasn't weird.
You being?
There's a guy.
The bus is leaving now, with or without you.
Maybe we should call the police. Or maybe the prison officials or the newspapers. Yeah. No, they'll think we're crazy. Let me see. The police. But the prison people should know.
Enough, okay? You're driving me nuts.
Well, we should think about the options.
You only have two options. One, you shut up. Two, I shut you up. Choose.
All right. Are you saying we should just forget about what we saw?
I'll tell you what we saw. We saw some new exhibit, a movie, a hologram, something.
You think?
What do you think it was? A ghost?
Yeah, that is kind of dumb, huh?
Yeah, you know what else is really dumb?
No, what?
Never, ever take money from me.
Ow. Scott? Stop fooling around. I know you're in here.
Pa! What are you doing?
I was getting some water. What are you doing?
Well, I heard a noise. I thought it might be... Did you open the window?
No.
You know I can't sleep with the wind blowing in. I'll wake up with a cold.
Come back!
It was a ghost.
It's outside the window.
Take a look.
Okay, our class was at the penitentiary place today.
And we found this guy in his cell and we let him out.
It was a ghost. It had to be a ghost.
Guys, that prison freaked me out when I was a kid, too.
No, it really happened.
There's no ghosts out here. Unless they can fly up a couple of stories.
Ha! See, that's exactly what it did.
You guys a little old to still believe in the boogeyman?
No, but it was...
Good night, boys. I didn't know the boogeyman had an age limit.
Nobody's gonna believe us.
Why did it come here? Why is it after us?
I don't know.
Maybe it wants us to take its place for all eternity.
Yeah, well, I know one thing, and that's that I'm not going anywhere without a fight. Now, if that thing comes back, are you with me, or are you gonna wuss out?
I'm no wuss.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You got first watch.
April, May... Got it. June 1st, 1942. One-eyed Jack, a convict doing time for robbing the First Federal Bank, escapes. Prison officials baffled as to how he eluded the top-level security.
August 29th, 1945.
Week the prison closed.
That's right. As the state's maximum security prison shuts its doors forever, its perfect record has only one blemish. One-eyed Jack, the only prisoner ever to escape, still remains at large.
They never found him.
Okay, listen to this. Alma Briggs, the daughter of One-eyed Jack, demands access to prison records. A prison spokesman calls her unbalanced.
Says here that she lives on Linden Place. That's on the west side, right?
Yeah, so?
Maybe we should...
What was that?
It's him!
Hey, where are you going?
Go away! Leave us alone!
I'm not afraid of you.
Well, you'd better be, because if you two don't keep it down, I'm going to throw your butts out of here.
I didn't wimp out. I just thought maybe we should retreat.
Well, just stop thinking. Ring the bell.
No, you ring it.
What do you want?
Just to talk to you, ma'am.
About what?
One-Eyed Jack. Is he your father?
Why can't you let me live in peace? Where's the patch over your eye, boy? Didn't you bring it with you like all the others? Don't you want a good laugh?
Jeez, lady, chill.
Get off my property and don't come back. You hear me? Don't you ever come back.
I wish Mom was here.
Why? So you could tell her how you wussed out?
Would you get off my back? I'm sick of taking your flack.
So why don't you do something about it then, wuss boy? Maybe I should punch him, but maybe I'll hurt myself. Maybe I should tell Mommy. But then again, I just...
Stop! Get off my case.
I didn't. I am going to hit you so hard that your mama's gonna feel it.
Scott! leave me. I gotta do something.
In the prison. One-Eyed Jack brought you here.
What are we doing? Let's bolt!
What do you want? We didn't do anything to you.
Why did he bring us here?
I don't know. What if he...
Hold on a second. He brought me here. How did you get here?
I came to rescue you. Guess I didn't do so hot.
You trying to save me?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe to prove I'm not a wimp.
Ugh.
What?
I just saw the biggest, fattest rat I have ever seen.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. Some hole over there.
A hole?
What are you doing?
Well, this is the cell that One-Eyed Jack escaped from. How did he get out?
Tunnel.
I'll bet it's behind the toilet.
It's coming.
Looks like a ventilation shaft.
Want me to go first?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Get going.
We're losing headroom.
You okay?
Yeah. Oh. Man, I lost the flashlight. Something blocking the way.
Hold on. I got the flashlight.
Look, pal, why can't you just leave me and my brother alone?
Such a good job covering my tracks. Everyone thought I escaped.
That was you?
Not a pretty way to go. No one heard me. No one even knew I was there. Till now. Sorry for putting you through all that, boys.
That's, no problem. We're just gonna go now.
Wait! Could you do me a favor first? Could you tell my daughter what happened to me? She's paid a heavy price all these years, not knowing.
I don't think she's gonna believe us.
Look in my pocket. You'll find something that'll help.
After all those years, One-Eyed Jack's daughter finally found out what happened to her father. And she, too, found some peace.
Thank you, boys. Thank you.
So, what do you want to do now?
Well, we could go to the arcade and then get some lunch.
Sounds good.
Or we could get lunch first and then go to the arcade. Sorry, no. Arcade, then lunch. Or, you know, on the other hand, maybe we could just go to the arcade.
Here's the $5 I owe. But don't push it, all right?
And Jason and Scott found that in spite of their differences, they really were brothers.
Cool. Wow.
How sweet.
Saturday night. Can't wait.
What is going on Saturday?
We gotta talk.
You must have a death wish.
Listen, I didn't help you paint today because I got stuck in line for 5 hours waiting to buy tickets.
Tickets to what?
Happy birthday.
Lollapalooza tickets? These are impossible to get.
And I told Sam you wanted to take her. I knew you'd be too chicken.
But... Tucker, sometimes I want to wring your neck. But other times I wonder what I'd do without you. Thanks.
You're welcome.